Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have, as always, a great show in store for you with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas, and today he's going to be talking about reminding people about the fact that every real estate investor starts small. And he has a lot of information about that, and he's going to walk us through it. So let me welcome Kevin to the broadcast. Kevin.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So let's talk about this. You know, sometimes people can get intimidated about investing in real estate. Other times they may have some misconceptions. But as you say, every real estate investor starts small. Tell us about that.
Well, I speak from experience here, and I think it's one of the most significant and common obstacles for that new investor or that part-time investor, that person who's looking to get started. I think, and I speak from experience, like I said, that most people struggle to take that first step. And I'll admit, that first step, it's the most difficult step, and it's probably the least rewarding step. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. And so you know what I'm talking about when I say step, it's buying that first rental property. And I equate it to, you know, the first step that a small child takes. And as I mentioned, and as we've all experienced in our own lives, whether ourselves or raising children or friends or family or nieces or nephews, you watch that young child take that first step, and it's very difficult. And they fret over it, and they prepare for it. And when they ultimately do take it, it's probably not pretty, and they probably don't go too far, and the rewards are probably very limited on that first step. And oh, by the way, it's probably pretty difficult for them. And it's just exactly the same for that new investor who's just starting out or thinking about starting out. That first step, that first rental property you purchase, you may stumble, you may fall, and I'll warn you, you may not get that much out of it in terms of reward, financial reward, but just wait. Just like that child, once you take that first step, each step beyond that, each property that you buy beyond that first one, the difficulty goes down and the reward goes up. Just like that child who graduates to that second step, third step, fourth step, and before you know it, they're running across the room. That first step and the pain and the struggle and the hesitance that they had, it becomes a thing of the past and it becomes a memory. And I guarantee you, you as a new investor, that first property you buy, you'll laugh someday about how you fretted over it, the mistakes you made, how frustrated, how upset, how worried, or how stressed you were. It will all become a memory, just like that child's first step. The key is, though, you got to take the first step and buy that property and go from there.
And now, that's a very critical point. That first step, which is buying the property, it doesn't necessarily have to be a huge return on investment. It doesn't necessarily have to be the perfect property, but it needs to be a property where you can buy it and move forward. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned exactly the source of most new investors' hesitations to take that first step or buy that first property. They do the preliminary math, or they talk to a friend or a relative or a buddy or someone else who has taken the first step, and they determine or they learn or they hear or they conclude that, wow, I'm going to buy a rental property and I'm only going to generate how much a month? Wow. You know, that one property, that first step, that's a lot of difficulty for a very little return. And that very well may be true, and I speak from experience. My first property was the most difficult property I ever bought, and the reward that it generated was the smallest reward that I've ever earned in terms of monthly cash flow. But what I found was when you prepare properly for that first step and you prepare to go beyond and buy additional properties, that's where the reward is and the satisfaction and ultimately the wealth that you're trying to gain. And let me tell you what I mean by this. You've got to set a goal or a destination. Just like that child who takes that first step, they've got an objective, a goal, a destination, or a plan. I'm going to get across that room, and I don't know if it's going to happen today or I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, but that's my objective, and I'm going to learn to get over there, not by crawling, but by walking and ultimately running. You've got to do the same thing as a real estate investor. You've got to determine your goal, your objective, your plan, your destination. And there's four steps, very simple steps, that I recommend. Number one, as that new part-time investor, determine how much you want to earn in passive income, ultimately, from your real estate investing. So let's say you've got a full-time job. Maybe your ultimate goal or dream is to become a full-time investor, and that's great. But in the short term, how much do you want to earn from your rental properties? And let's just say for easy math, you determine, you know what, I want to figure out through real estate, through rental properties, how to generate $30,000 a year in income above and beyond what I'm currently earning in my full-time career, whatever that may be. Okay, that's step one. We've determined what we ultimately are achieving for in terms of passive income, $30,000 a year. Step two, then, and this one's a little more difficult, and it's going to take a little more math to figure this out, but determine in your market, based on the type of properties you want to buy and the rental market and the rental rates in your area, what should I expect to earn per month off the type of property I can afford and off the type of property I want to buy? And let's just say you determine that based on the rental rates and based on the monthly mortgage payment, you're going to purchase a property that will generate $500 a month in passive income or cash flow. That $500 a month is equal to $6,000 a year. So now we have a goal. We want to get to $30,000 a year in cash flow or passive income. We've determined that the type of property we can afford, the type of property we want, and the type of property we have accessibility to will generate $6,000 a year in passive income. That takes you right into step three. Well, how many properties do I need to buy then to earn and realize that $30,000 a year in passive income or cash flow? Very simple math. Take your goal of $30,000 divided by your annual cash flow per property of $6,000, and you've just determined to reach your dream, your goal of $30,000 a year in passive income, you've got to buy five houses. Now, for the final and fourth step in creating that plan or that destination or that vision that'll take you beyond your first step or your first property, simply determine, well, how long do you want to give yourself until you earn that $30,000? Is it going to take you 1 year to get there, or is it going to take you 10 years? Let's say you've determined, I want to be there in 5 years. 5 years from now, I want to own enough rental real estate to generate $30,000 a year annual income in addition to my current job. Well, take your $30,000. Divided by $6,000 per house, you need to buy five houses. Let's say you want to get there in 5 years. Very simple math. You need to buy one house a year to ultimately reach your destination of $30,000 a year in passive income. Now you've got a plan. Now you've got a vision. Now you've got a destination. Now you've got a place that you're wanting to go. You can see how that first step now becomes much more exciting. You can get energized. You can get motivated about buying that first property because you can see where you're headed. I've got to get that first one so that I can ultimately buy those four more and reach my goal of $30,000 a year in passive real estate investment income as a part-time investor. And if just that doesn't excite you enough, the fact that you know where you're going and you know how to get there, think about what it would take for you to generate a $30,000 raise in your current job. You know, it can be done, yes. I'll be the first to say it can be done in the professional corporate world. But I also will say the majority of jobs, a $30,000 raise in five years, is not easily attainable, may not even be feasible or realistic. And when you put that context around it, you can start to get very excited about giving yourself that $30,000 a year raise by buying 5 properties in 5 years and ultimately creating that passive income for the rest of your life, almost like an annuity.
That's a great point, Kevin, and I want to just speak to that for a moment. Throughout all of this, there's a theme that resonates, and that is, it seems to me, that if you have a methodical approach to real estate investing, and you start small, this is very much a step function, and you can climb and reach new and higher plateaus.
That's exactly right. And I'll take you back to where we started, that child taking their first step. That first step, as we said, it hurts, it's difficult, it's not pretty, it's not exciting, and it takes up a lot of motivation, courage, or energy in order to do it. But picture that first child, that same child getting ready to take their first step, and they look across the room and they see their favorite toy, or they see their mother with her arms wide open waiting for them. The minute they see that destination, that goal, that reward, and they see the path to get there, it becomes much more attainable, much more feasible, much more doable, much more exciting, and much more attainable, that you'll be surprised, and we've all seen it, that child quickly from a step goes to a walk and then ultimately to a run. And your experience as an investor will be the same. If you start small, and keep in mind, every single real estate investor out there started small. One step, one house. That's how it's all began for everybody. But when you put your destination or your plan in place and you go from a step to a walk to a run into real estate investing, you will quickly see the rewards, how the difficulty dissipates and the rewards increase. And the rewards being, you know, that ultimate reward, whatever it might be, maybe it's a full-time career as a real estate investor for you, leaving your current job and becoming a full-time real estate investor. Maybe it's just creating incremental passive income on the side in addition. Maybe it's just something that you want to do in your free time in order to build wealth for the long term. Whatever your goal, your destination is, all of those are great. All of those will serve you well. And just like every great business was built one sale at a time, one store at a time, one customer at a time, one product at a time, one step at a time, your real estate investment business is built one house at a time, and your wealth from real estate investing is built by taking that first step, buying that first house, going from a step to a walk to a run, and ultimately reaching that end state goal, whatever that may be. Just make sure that you define that before you begin, and don't worry about the individual steps to get there. As I said in previous podcasts, you go as far as you can, and when you get there, you'll see farther. I was told that from someone else. I can't take credit for it, but I think it's extremely true, and it's key in order for you to take that first step as a part-time or new investor and get started and buy that first property.
Very true and very to the point, because this approach is the right approach, and it's consistent, and it's consistently successful because it makes sense and it's based on facts and not speculation, and it quite simply works. Kevin, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you, Lewis.